Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, December 21st. Coming up, we'll hear a conversation with a young woman in Champaign as she reflects on the loss of her family in Gaza amid ongoing Israeli airstrikes. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Many hourly workers across Illinois will see a bump in their paychecks January 1st. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The state is raising the minimum wage for most workers from $13 to $14 an hour. The minimum wage for tipped workers will increase to $8.40 an hour, while those under age 18 working part-time jobs will get a raise to $12 an hour. The state has been phasing in minimum wage increases since 2019 and has one more to go in 2025 to get it to $15 an hour. Chicago has a higher minimum wage, $15.80 for employees and companies with 21 or more workers. The national minimum wage is just $7.25 an hour and hasn't been raised since 2009. Illinois joined six other states in raising the wage floor by at least $1 in the new year. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The death of a boy living in a Chicago migrant shelter is drawing renewed scrutiny to shelter conditions. Tessa Weinberg reports.
The Pilsen shelter the five-year-old boy was living in has housed over 2,000 people. City officials say he doesn't appear to have died from an infectious disease, but several others at the shelter were hospitalized with respiratory virus symptoms. The public health department says more than 80% of chickenpox cases this year have been among migrants living in shelters. UIC School of Public Health professor Lee Friedman says congregate settings can increase the risk of people getting sick.
Obviously, there's biologic concerns where you have people living in high congested environment. You also have a lot of young children, which are vectors for illness.
The boy's cause of death is still under investigation. Tessa Weinberg.
If you're taking a flight this season, you might think twice before wrapping those gifts ahead of time. Jessica Maley with the Transportation Security Administration says there's a chance you might have to unwrap those presents if something in them triggers an alarm.
Sometimes, you know, you put a lot of work into wrapping it, or the gift recipient might be there. It's a little awkward. So use a gift bag if possible, or just wrap at your destination.
Maley also recommends reading up on the TSA rules on what's allowed in your carry-on luggage before attempting to board your flight. She says items prohibited in carry-ons aren't confiscated, but it can cause delays if you have to check the item or return it to your vehicle. She also says some items aren't allowed in carry-on or checked luggage. The Fighting Illini women's basketball team lost to the Arkansas Razorbacks yesterday in the West Palm Beach Classic 60-59. Illinois guard Makira Cook and forward Kendall Bostick had over 10 points and 10 rebounds despite the loss. The Illini now have an overall record of 5-5 and are in 12th place in the Big Ten Conference. Illinois will play the UTEP Miners today at 12:15 in their second West Palm Beach Classic game. Still to come, we'll hear a conversation with a young woman in Champaign as she reflects on the loss of her family in Gaza amid ongoing Israeli airstrikes. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, the buffalo sustained Native Americans for hundreds of generations until it was hunted to near extinction in the 1800s. That story and how the buffalo have recovered are the subject of the latest documentary from Ken Burns. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll hear from Burns and an indigenous Illinois professor featured in the film next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Palestinian Americans are grieving the loss of tens of thousands of people in Gaza, including loved ones. One young woman in Champaign shares her story with Illinois Student Newsroom's Noor Longhi. She says she lost a majority of her dad's side of the family in recent weeks, including her grandmother.
So I'm named after my Sito, my grandmother. The very first time I visited, I was about 6 or 7 years old. And I remember my grandmother, she was talking to me. She was like, tell me about who you want to be. And I remember telling her that I want to actually like bring world peace, actually make change. I remember as a kid, whenever I would share this dream with people, a common reaction I would get, oh, you know, that's so cute. But I remember when I was talking with my grandmother, she took it very seriously. She made it feel very important. To this day, I am committed to making a change in the world. My grandmother, she did play a significant role in that. Just from a young age, just having her take me seriously, her encourage me, you know. Her death was truly a very large loss for this world. The last thing she deserved was that death. What she deserved was to pass away peacefully, surrounded by her loved ones.
Shortly after receiving news that several of your family members had died in Gaza, you decided to speak at a protest for Palestine. So walk me through that decision. Why did you decide to speak up?
Even though everyone passes away, this way that she passed away is very cruel and it's very inhumane. And the truth of the matter is that in the world, you know, it's kind of seen as these are just the crimes that happen in third world countries. You know, no one really thinks too much when they hear about crimes like this. You know, it's just, oh, another person. There's a true emotional toll that it takes on you to learn about these sorts of things. But I mean, what is the price of that emotional toll compared to what is actually happening in the world? No one wants to be a bad person, right? No one wants to be a bad person and take a side. But the truth is, not doing anything, being silent, is in and of itself a choice. I lost half of my family in one night. What do you call that? And I'm not alone. There's so many stories. We need to make sure that we are actually acting. We are actually acting in a way that indicates how we actually feel, that our actions are aligned with what our thoughts are. And so that is why I made the decision to speak at the protest. It was very shortly after I heard the news. It would have almost been disrespecting them if I were to, you know, retreat into my own self.
Recently, there's been a spike in hate crimes against Palestinians, Arabs, and Muslims. A man shot three Palestinian students on November 25th. So as a Palestinian student yourself, how do you feel about this?
So the way that Palestine is talked about in the media, especially in Western media, there's a lot of bias. That has a much, much wider impact than not just sharing the full story, right? Because that also causes many different people to just not really understand the extent of what's happening and even compelling them into violent actions against Palestinians who are already honestly just enduring a lot. Even within Illinois, there was the story of the young boy who was murdered by his landlord. And because there isn't enough people actually standing up and saying, this is not okay, I will not stand for these crimes, I will talk to my legislators and let them know I do not think that this is the right thing we should be doing with our taxpayer money. I really do not think we should be giving a blank check for billions of dollars, which is clearly resulting in so many deaths and so much harm, so much destruction. That's an example of what happens when hate goes unchecked, when violence goes unchecked, and there's no accountability.
How do you want people to remember your family and the other Palestinians who have passed?
I wish I didn't even have to really answer this question, because all of these people deserve to speak for themselves on how they want to be remembered, to actually be given a real fighting chance to see their dreams actualized. The Palestinian people are very strong. When communications were cut during that blackout, the shells that were raining down on them through the night, the horrors that they went through, Palestinian people basically rebuilt their communication system. I mean, what does that tell you? People with barely any water, barely any food. The last thing that the Palestinian people need is pity. What they need is society to stand by the principles that it proclaims to have. Equality, fairness, justice. These are principles we are so proud of, yet they're being violated and we're not doing anything about it.
That's the voice of a young woman in Champaign. She asked we not use her name for fear of people sending threats to her or to her family. She spoke with Illinois Student Newsroom's Noor Longhi. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy with a high of 50 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Tim Shelley, Tessa Weinberg, Colin Highslope, and Noor Longi. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.